And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, receiving Jesus. Biblical, not biblical, goofy, not goofy, we'll talk about it. Julie Dollar, executive director from CAPS Pregnancy Clinics, is in the house. Also, watch this. We're going to review a little bit of a teaching called He Shows Up for a Reason. Oh, that's good. And today's Facebook post, let's go to his place.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. I went to that doctor this morning. You know that weight loss thing? That ain't working. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation, except for the number 7, because that's how many shows we have left. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not professional radio. No. It's just radio, and it's awesome. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, but stand by for SRN News.
Every time you say you love me, it truly is another sky.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump on Thursday declared the opioid crisis a nationwide public health emergency. The president says tens of thousands of Americans died last year in the opioid epidemic.
As Americans, we cannot allow this to continue. It is time to liberate our communities from this scourge of drug addiction. Never been this way. We can be the generation that ends the opioid epidemic. We can do it.
Administration officials have made clear that the declaration, which lasts for 90 days and can be renewed, comes with no dedicated dollars. But they said it will allow them to use existing money to help better fight the crisis. Officials also said they would urge Congress during end-of-the-year budget negotiations to add new cash to a public health emergency fund. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Do you like to see your ideas make a difference in the business world around you? Do you exhibit leadership, initiative, and innovation? Are you ready for a position that supports, mentors, and trains you even further? If this describes you, then we want to hear from you. We're Salem Media Group, and we're looking for serious individuals like you. If you're merely looking for a job, don't call. But if you're looking to build a career in the exploding arena of media and digital, a career that will reward you with excellent base pay, top-tier commissions, healthcare, vacations, and numerous other benefits, then we'd like to hear from you. Your deep understanding of the entire sales process, start to finish, and a good understanding of integrated multi-platform media, digital, and radio could qualify you to join our team of successful mobile, digital, and broadcast sellers here at Salem Media Group. Your ideas and passion can make a difference. Call 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210. Success lives at Salem Media Group.
An equal opportunity employer.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion.
I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and our very good friend Steve Wheeler, his wonderful wife, Coral. Now, what is it that these guys do? Well, have you ever wanted to get involved with ministry where they go to far out places? I mean, places that are 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 miles away from any normal city or road. That is where Whitefields Ministries is taking the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the farthest places. They support rural pastors by financially, educationally, and inspirationally lifting them up. They go into these villages and provide clean drinking water. They don't charge for it. They do it and just say, "We want to introduce you to the water of life." And that's Jesus Christ. They network between all the different churches and ministries, and just by praying for them, Romans 15:30, you can partner with them. Now you get on the show like this, and you'll hear us do a cause, we'll do a purpose, we'll do what we call, you know, an event where we're trying to gather money. And I'm telling you, Whitefields, they participate through financial donation. I get it. But Steve Wheeler will be here next week, and he will tell you, as he has been my guest host, they would rather you pray for them. Romans 15:30, join my struggle by praying for me, the Apostle Paul said. Praying for them is you partnering with them. That's what Whitefields would greatly appreciate. You want to check them out, see what they're about? Check out the testimonies from pastors all over the world. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. Love Steve's, great guy. All right, let's get into our E.C.O.L.A. What's Bugging Me? Brought to you by E.C.O.L.A. Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E.C.O.L.A.Termite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. That's like a bug on steroids. Got you something about that. All right, let me be honest. Okay, I just, you know, I like the honesty thing. I think radio and honesty is just a better concept. So my wife and I, because we're going to be going to Texas, as most everybody knows, we're leaving basically the show. The last show will be a week from tomorrow, and we're going to go to Texas. We had to go to our doctor to get all the medical stuff. You know, you don't even think about that, but if you're going to a new place, you got to have a new doctor. You know, like if I need, you know, a prescription for, like, my brain, which is pretty often, then I need to be able to access. And so we met with the doctor, and we always go together, my wife and I, because we want to hear what the doctor says so that you know, we know what's going on so we can help one another. So I mentioned to the doctor that I had gained a little weight, and actually I'm exiting about the exact same weight I entered in about 5 years ago, which tells me that 5 years of exercise, it probably helped my heart. It did not help my waistband. Anyway, so he's like, yeah, well, you got to do this, you got to do this, and that's fine. Then I come back to the studio thinking, you know, I got to do these things the doctor says, watch these things that I eat. Except they have donut holes in the kitchen, taffy, and Tootsie Rolls and Nerds at the front of the thing, at the front desk. It's like, you know why I've gained all this weight? I blame the radio station. Now, I can't blame the radio station for why I weighed that much when I came in. But now I'm blaming them because I lost as many as 30 pounds and I put them all back on. But then again, there's one great thing, more of me for God to love. Unfortunately, more of me for God to forgive, too. All right, let's get into our DDD, devotional diamond of the day. That's when something pops up from Scripture. And I have been, I'm telling you right now, I've written some new ones. I got a new one coming in about two segments. But I have been reviewing some of the more favorable old ones. And some of these are doozies, and I like them. And they're inspirational, and they encourage me. And I hope it's that way for you. And if it's not, aw, shucks. I tried. Anyway, receiving Jesus is the title. Luke chapter 9, verse 51 through 53, it says this. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set towards Jerusalem. Okay, for all the theologians out there who say the Bible never says that we need to receive Jesus, besides John chapter 1, verse 12, you have Luke chapter 9, verse 53. They did not receive Jesus. So they say, well, it doesn't really say receive Jesus. Well, it doesn't apparently mean that you've read your Bible, because it does say that. The word receive in the Greek is to invite, accept, receive, open entrance to. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. So relax. But that's not the problem with any of this. What were you arguing or not, or whether there's a phrase in the Bible that you think is there or not there. That means nothing. Here's what means something. Jesus knew that he was going to be taken up. Can we just step back from that 1 second? It says when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he knew he was going to be taken up. That means he knew he was going to be crucified. That means he knew he was going to die. That means he knew he was going to get beat up. That means he knew he was going to go through the pain. And instead of taking an alternate route to get out, he determined to go through the trial for the benefit of mankind and for the fellowship of humanity to divinity. Instead of looking at his circumstance and trying to figure out an alternate route, he went straight for it. He set his face to go to Jerusalem to get the job done, not to run away from what he had to face. A few of us, from time to time, we do a little bit too much of running away or ducking or dodging when the Lord requires us to stand up and walk forward. Now, these Samaritans, says specifically, they did not receive Jesus. But I want to challenge you as to why they did not receive Jesus. But the people did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. Now watch. The Samaritans were mad at Jesus because Jesus had a destination, a purpose, and a goal that wasn't theirs. And they were like, I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to receive you. Way you're going about this? No way. That's not my purpose. That's not my goal. That's not my destination. And therein lies a big problem for a lot of people who are caught between the I'm totally in and I'm not in at all. They know they want to follow Jesus, but that requires us adapting to his destinations, his purposes, and his goals. What it essentially means is that what Jesus just did in recognizing he was going to have to face things where he set his determination not to move off of that. In your life too, you might have to face things as God determines the right destination, the best purposes, the finest goals for you to become more Christ-like. You might not like it, but you got to face it head on. No running away. And there's people that back off from Jesus Christ because they don't want to yield what they think they should be doing or what their purpose or goal is and surrender it to God's purpose and goal. Now, what's amazing about that is the ultimate goal for every person, except very, very, very few who really struggle mentally, but the ultimate goal for a person is to live forever and to have a good life in living forever. And God provides that answer, but it requires us dropping our stuff and picking up his cross. That's what it's like. That's you want to get to eternal life, you got to die. God's system, we've talked about this before, always backwards, right? To see it, you got to believe it. To receive, you first have to learn to give. To live, you have to die. It's bizarro world in faith. It's like, wow. Listen, don't reject, don't discard, don't ignore Jesus because your destination and purpose and goal isn't his. Stand up tall, set your face in determination, and go forward so that you can be doing the very thing God desires you to be doing and fulfilling your purpose. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. But I feel like breaking out, having some good time, breaking out, living some life, breaking out.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
You're investing, right? What about in your marriage?
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
The weekend, remember, just allows you to tune that marriage up.
It's like the maintenance.
We view the weekend to remember as our weekend for us.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember, coming to La Jolla November 17th.
It's a great investment to get away. Don't miss out on it.
Visit weekendtoremember.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Robert Jeffress, Bible teacher on Pathway to Victory. It seems like people are experiencing more heartache and tragedy than ever before. People desperately need to hear the hope of Jesus Christ. I'm excited to begin a brand new partnership with this station every Monday through Friday on Pathway to Victory. Join me for Pathway to Victory weekday mornings at 11, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Come and hear Greg Laurie in Oceanside.
The church is a place that says to anyone, you can believe and become a part of the family of God.
Pastor Greg Laurie is coming to Oceanside for a special event on Sunday, November 5th. Join him at 12 noon for the kickoff of Life Point Church, led by his friend and fellow pastor, Mark Finnegan.
Join Pastor Greg Laurie and me on Sunday, November 5th, as he gives a special message to help launch Life Point Church in Oceanside. Bring your Bible, bring an open heart, and bring your family and friends, and let's see what the Lord will do.
Hear a special message by Pastor Greg Laurie at the inaugural Sunday service of Life Point Church.
We all have a part to play.
Don't miss this special event at the new Life Point Church in Oceanside, pastored by Mark Finnegan. Greg Laurie is the special guest Sunday, November 5th at 12 noon. For more details, visit lifepoint.city, not .com, lifepoint.city.
Hi, I'm Chris with Cash Call Mortgage. With today's rising home values and low mortgage rates, we're doing refinances with no closing costs that let you pull out tens of thousands in cash. Use that cash to pay off high-interest credit cards, car loans, do things around the house, or anything you want.
My husband and I realized the best low-cost way to get a large chunk of cash was to take advantage of our home's value by refinancing. Chris got us a low interest rate, and we pulled $50,000 in cash out. We paid off credit cards and a few other things, and the whole process was super easy.
Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save, with great fixed rates with absolutely no closing costs. None. Your house is your bank. So make the cash call now at 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Checking our weather. Still a little warm out, right? Still a little bit warm, although Agent Squires doesn't like it when we say it's warm out. And the reason he doesn't like it is because warm is Phoenix in August. I mean, let's be. Even where I'm going, we talked to somebody in Texas who's right in the same city, and they were from our area, Carlsbad area, and, you know, how hot is it? And it's like, well, it's several more days, like, when it's really, really hot, but it's not, you know, hot. And then she's like Phoenix. Like, I lived there for 15 years. I understand that fully. And I didn't have air conditioner. I had a swamp cooler. Ow! Yeah, that was not that much fun. All right, let's talk. We have Julie Dowler here, Executive Director of CAPS Pregnancy Clinic. She is in the house, and we're going to have some fun talking about CAPS and see what it is that they are doing, what it is they're looking for, what ways we can connect and support the ministry in San Diego. So first of all, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It is excellent to have you. Let's just talk about CAPS Pregnancy Center. Give me just that. You know, somebody says, hey, I understand you work for CAPS. What do you guys do? What would that be? Then where would you go from there?
We help women and men, so women and couples that are thinking they are pregnant, and most of them nowadays know that they are. They've taken a home pregnancy test. They come in, they're concerned, they don't know what to do, confused, usually facing an unintended pregnancy. And we help them through that. We talk through the things that are pressuring, they're feeling that are pressures to them. And then also we're a medical clinic, so we also show them an ultrasound. And generally we can do that on the first visit. And so that if you've seen an ultrasound before, you know that changes everything.
Yes. That is an amazing thing, isn't it, though? I mean, being a dad and then being a grandpa. The ultrasound, when you see the life, yes, of the child, and even though you can't, and I mean, let's be honest, as you look at the ultrasound, you can come up with it's a beautiful baby, but it's kind of hard to define that in some of the digital camera
yes,
work. But it's a living entity, uh-huh, and you know it. I mean, to deny it becomes bizarre. It's like you're in La La Land or something, or you deny that, you know, your team lost in a football game or something after they lost.
Right, right.
Is that a turning point when people see that picture for people in their decision-making process?
Absolutely.
That's kind of a definitive,
changes,
huh?
It's completely changing. It totally changes the way a person feels, because you go in there thinking that it's not really a life, and sometimes we're taught that. And we go in there and find out, oh, no, that is definitely in life. And we hear that over and over again. And you hear gasps. You watch mouths open, drop, jaws drop. It's really amazing.
Wow. I mean, that's got to be. And then you guys are obviously encouraging. In the government, there's to some degree, there's pressure to, oh, just call it a fetus because it's just one more person to feed. And then in society, they want to be able to dump it because from a recreational point of view, you know, not for women that need it, but for a true recreational person, because they're lazy, selfish, or disgusting, and I have no problem saying any of that, that they just want to get an abortion so they can have more sex and not have to take any responsibility, which, of course, we don't even let a 7-year-old do who's got a paper route. They still have to have responsibility. Right. So you have pressure against you societally, media-wise. Mm-hmm. The new, you know, the majority of the news people all lost their minds. They're nuts anyway. And then some of the goofier people in government. But then you come in and you say, look, from a divine, biblical, Jesus Christ point of view, is that what happens? Is that
we do, and you don't even need to say it that way. So for those that are really not open to a Christian discussion still are going to be faced with God. And it's really an amazing thing. Just that life is in the heart. You can see the heart beating. You see the chambers of the heart beating. And it's a spiritual moment, whether you believe it or not. But also we talk to them. And we do get girls that become really open to wanting to hear about the Lord while we're there too.
Are you allowed to share if they ask?
Absolutely. We're a faith-based organization.
Yeah.
Nonprofit. And we do, a couple weeks ago, in fact, we had two girls back-to-back. They actually were negative. They were not pregnant. Negative tests. And they came in thinking they were pregnant, scared they were pregnant, but didn't end up being pregnant. But both these girls, just back-to-back, asked Jesus to be their Lord and Savior in the counseling room. On that same day, that's pretty, you know, that's a record. Amazing. I don't know that we've had them back before.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that just has to be such a blessing because, you know, it's a very intense warfare. Mm-hmm. It's more spiritual than a lot of people recognize. But then you guys are, you're careful in how you communicate it, but you're there. And that's really
we're available.
That becomes, doesn't that become the big target is that people are like, you know, who can I talk to?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you need support and help from people in the community because you're the outlet, you're the missionaries on that front.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that kind of a fair way to say
that? Yep, it sure is. And we don't pressure them in any way, in any of even in their choices. And that's what wins out. You know, it's just the love, sharing the love with them and being there for them.
Are you guys, I just assume so, you'll have to, anything I say wrong, just go, okay, that's wrong. It's not a big deal. And I do want you to, first of all, let's make sure we get the website, CAPSPregnancyClinics.org.
Yes, that's our client website.
Okay, so that's the client. It's CAPSPregnancyClinics.org. Now, for people that want to become a part of you or connect to you, is that the friendsofcaps.org?
Yes.
Okay, so you got two websites rolling. One for people that need the help, and then the other one for people that want to become part of the help.
Yes.
This is kind of
that's right.
Yeah, okay, good. You can even use that if you want to in the future.
I will.
CAPSPregnancyClinics.org for the client, and then for the ministry side of things, friendsofcaps.org to participate. Do you guys, it's cross-denominational or inter, in this case, it's not even non-denominational because that really means to identify with nobody. You're really interdenominational in that you connect with everybody, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
All across San Diego?
Yeah.
I mean, just everybody? Is that, you know what I'm saying?
We're a Christian organization. We're Christian-based. Most of we have churches that are all kinds of different denominations of Christian, and we have many, many including Catholic churches. We have many, many Catholic churches.
So you have it's a big array and the idea here, and I assume is, hey, you're trying to save lives.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to sustain it. I mean, people don't realize, but like in my family, I was the third. Now, if they had only stuck with two, then the world might be quieter, but it wouldn't necessarily be better.
That's right.
I'm going with that one. Agent Squires is shaking his head. That's not a good sign. For people that are thinking this through, I'm going to keep you over for another segment. You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all.
So what if you get caught in traffic?
It's
worth it. But what's the one image? You know, if you could paint a picture or a portrait for people to see, if you were a great artist and you were going to paint something to communicate that message, what would you paint? Would you paint a child? Would you paint a baby? Would you paint the parent? What would you do?
I think I would paint the woman and possibly the man in the background with her too. But our main focus is the woman and serving her so that she can save her baby. And so maybe it would be a pregnant woman. Maybe it'd be a woman with where we could see that she's pregnant, that there's a baby in her womb. Something like that.
Wow. That's cool, though. I'm glad that you did that because that's a very specific focus
in the ministry that you guys have. Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been around? You've been around for
17 years.
That's not short, is it?
2000.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and then I'm going to have some questions. I have some questions like, how did you connect? And, you know, I'm just curious. So just before anybody goes anywhere, CAPSPregnancyClinics.org. Now, that is for clients, people that need the services. CAPS, C-A-P-S, for those that aren't figuring that out. CAPSPregnancyClinics.org. Or if you want to participate with them, friendsofcaps.org. Two different websites, two different purposes. We're going to take a short break, come back with Julie Dowler, who's the executive director, which is a very big title. I'm not sure what that means, but it's a big title. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
What do you say when you're asked about abortion, suicide, euthanasia, and capital punishment? You know how you feel, but can you share your thoughts effectively, compassionately? Do you know what the Bible says? Now you can, with the help of Pastor Philip DeCourcy from Know the Truth Radio.
Not all killing is murder. There is a distinction between taking innocent life and taking the life of those guilty of heinous crimes.
Pastor Philip wants you to have a free USB flash drive with his biblical teachings on matters of life and death. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword life.
When God dies in the mind of a culture, man dies.
Pastor Philip confronts the moral issues of our time in matters of life and death. It could help you influence others to preserve, not destroy, life. Ask for your free USB flash drive.
Log on to kprz.com, keyword life. That's kprz.com, keyword life.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
For over 35 years, the faculty at Trinity Law School has taught the law with a Christian worldview that has been ignored or abandoned at many law schools. Located in Southern California, Trinity has just introduced a new online Master of Legal Studies degree for those who don't want to become attorneys but know that knowledge of the law is in high demand. You can learn more at tls.edu/radio. That's tls.edu/radio. Trinity Law School. Make justice your mission.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Good, good. So as long as you're staying, you know, as long as you're in it, you get it, right? All right. So we are doing something unique. We're hanging out with Julie Dollar, who's the executive. By the way, I'm not sure what that title really means, so I'm going to let you tell me. But the executive director, now I can only imagine that that means that you are praised for many things and blamed for many things.
Absolutely.
Is that right? I just want to get that off. Otherwise, she is in charge of the CAPS pregnancy clinics, who have been around for 17 years. Who are giving an opportunity for the woman who is in a position of being pregnant or maybe not pregnant because they go in and get the test to see what's actually taking place in their lives versus just hearing all the propaganda. Because there's a lot of stuff out there, as you know, not just in this realm, but in 100 different faith-based realms that, you know, most of the stuff they say on television is just a lie. I mean, that's why the world is kind of following the satanic system, because it's a lie, and he's the father of lies. That's not complex. So they're just trying to say, hey, look, this is in you. And that makes a huge, huge difference. And we did point out, and I want to make sure you guys know this, and I got to find my piece of paper, but we want to make sure if you want to participate with them, friendsofcaps.org, right? So I want to make sure we get that right. And then also, if you want to do the CAPS pregnancy, it's capspregnancyclinics.org, and that's for the client. So I want to make sure that you get that distinction. People that need this service, or if you know somebody like, oh, this person really needs that. Oh, I didn't even think about that. capspregnancyclinic.org. But if you're a person that's like, man, I want to participate because I want people to see what is going on inside their lives and then let them make a better decision that way, you want to go to friendsofcaps.org. So you got two different things going on there. Okay, talk to me about, one, the vision for what's up and coming. So you guys are 17 years. It's 2017. What do you see taking place 2020? Anything unique, anything in 2025? Or we hope to do this by this time. Anything going on there?
Yes. In fact, 2020 is that you picked that year. I didn't pick that year, and that is the year. Well, we just opened our third clinic last year. And with each new clinic is more availability, more capacity to serve more women. This year we're going to serve probably 1,300 women by the end of the year. And so we know that in our plans always is another clinic. So that 2020 is the year that we're planning for to open another clinic.
Oh, so that would give you four then, right?
Uh-huh.
So, wow.
Uh-huh.
That's...
We just got to keep putting them in the neighborhoods, communities of San Diego, because we just want things to change as far as the abortion rate.
Yeah. And you guys, I mean, you're having an impact. You've had an opportunity over 17 years to minister to thousands of people, quite frankly. So, I mean, it's really, really important.
Yeah.
How many people, let's just use the three clinics just as kind of a gauge. I'm just like, how many people are involved between the three clinics in your kind of immediate circle? And I know that's one number. And then how many people maybe in that next sphere where there's pastors and ministers and... But in that first immediate sphere, how many you got between the three clinics, the executive director, and all the different people? How many people are you working with?
We have 12 employees. Some of those are nurses. A lot of them are part-time nurses. And then we have 80 volunteers.
Wow.
Yeah. Aside from that, we also have huge prayer team, and I don't have those numbers, but it's wonderful to have all those people praying at the same time. We do urgent prayer requests, and so people are praying right when we have a client.
Good. That's good.
That sort of thing. And then donors, I mean, you know, a couple thousand in the city, hundreds that give really regularly, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, and if you're interested in that, that's where you go to the friendsofcaps.org if you want to participate that way. And you might want to. You might say, you know what, I do want to participate in that direction. Or if you want to partner up through a prayer process, get in touch with them. And talk to them about that. All right, so let's get to this question. How long have you been with CAPS?
17 years.
The whole time?
I was a volunteer.
You were?
Mm-hmm. I was a volunteer when we opened up.
And then you went from that to executive director? Were there steps in between?
There were steps in between. I was the first client services manager there, program director, and then the executive director.
Is this position, I mean, I know it's harder, but is it equally, if not more, rewarding because you know you're kind of overseeing that? I mean, that has to be kind of daunting at times.
It is daunting, and it feels like a lot of responsibility sometimes. But God loves this ministry; it's so obvious. that I don't take it. I never feel that it's a huge burden. And truly, I love it. I just love it. It's definitely where I, you know, God has called me to be here. And when I first, when they first asked me to apply for the job, I wasn't so sure. I'm going to pray about that for a while. It wasn't that I had never thought about it. It was just that I just felt like it was such a huge thing. And I didn't feel like, I think one of the main parts of the job is just being a part of the givers, you know, the people that want to, that it's their ministry to give to the ministry. And they're so involved as well. But that really wasn't where I focused before. I had focused on volunteers, on the clients. So, but I tell
whole
you,
new round,
at this
though.
Point, I love, you know, just, I love those that give to the ministry. And so it's really fun.
That's a whole new realm though, when you start dealing with.
Yes.
People can say whatever they want about ministry, having been a pastor, having been involved in probably 30 ministries. The most unique part of all ministry is when you get into the financial aspect.
Yes.
People, it is. It's like you get, it's that's part of it. But that's part of, you know, the giving nature of Christians trying to participate and support the work that the Lord's doing all around the world.
It's so wonderful to see it.
It is amazing.
And just
isn't
be
it?
A part of it.
Yeah, I love that part. All right. So, what led you to volunteer the very first time you heard CAPS? What made you think, I'm going to go volunteer there? I mean, it had to be something that happened. It can't be, I'm totally bored. I don't like Kimba the White Lion on the television anymore. I want to go do something. It's got to be something. What happened?
Well, I received a letter from Beverly LaHaye. She was with Concerned Women for America. And I just had my heart just, I knew it was a call that I needed to go and help. And all it said was, come pray for a new pregnancy center that we're opening up in the college area of San Diego. And I just knew it had always been an issue for me. What do we do about abortion? Because I understood from the perspective of the woman, from a teenager or an early 20s-year-old woman, I just felt like, you can get rid of abortion all you want. You're still going to be stuck with women that don't know what to do when they're pregnant and don't want to be. And so I felt like, okay, this is how you do it. You help the women. And so we started praying. I went to a prayer meeting where I figured 100 people would be at, and it was me and the founders.
Really?
Yes. And so we just prayed. We prayed for a long time, week in, week out, and opened up a couple years later.
Wow. So now you look back at it, and I'm just gonna a person who does this, so you probably could not imagine you would have done anything else, could you?
No. I can't even imagine.
It's like you were designed for
it. Yes.
That's very fulfilling, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
And then, you know, what's cool for you, I mean, I'm just giving you the reality check from that spiritual point of view. You're going to get to heaven and meet people you've never met, and they're going to go, you have no idea. My mom used to say that. You have no idea. And then there's all these people that you will have been a part of, and the team will have been a part of, and the givers will have been a part of, that had an impact. And that's the eternal fruit that you've yet to see, but you'll get to see it. I mean, that's a fabulous element.
That's an amazing thought.
Yeah,
sure.
It's great. I mean, I've got to keep
amazing
you going.
Thought.
All right, so what is it? We got about a minute left. So what would you like to say to our audience? You know, what the biggest needs are probably financial and prayer, as well as volunteers. Would that be pretty accurate?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, what else? What would you like to say to the audience? You got the microphone. It's right there. You only get it for so much time because I have to do the exit. But, I mean, just what do you got?
Well, when you go to friendsofcaps.org, all the opportunities are there, and we really are always in need of volunteers because we're growing, and we've been really in this amazing growth pattern over the last several years. So we are always trying to open more shifts. Can't do that without volunteers. Most of our volunteers, they work as receptionists. We have all kinds of different opportunities for them. But receptionists, patient care specialists, we call them. Those are those women that guide the other women through. We even have men. We have men volunteers that work with the men. And nurses. We're always in need of nurses. We need doctors. So there's a whole realm of things. We do data entry. We need data entry people. But also, there's opportunities for the churches to be involved. And we have many churches that are involved to some extent. Some give, some do baby bottle drives, which we just love. I mean, it's just such a fun way to get the church involved, or the big Bible study groups. That sort of thing. So, yeah, funding is always something that we're looking for, of course. but that's not all. I mean, it takes all those rings, you know, the staff, the volunteers, and all those amazing donors out there that are supporting us.
Yeah. Excellent job, by the way, Julie. Thank you. Very nice. All right. So this is Julie Dollar from CAPS Pregnancy Clinics. I'm going to give you two websites. If you know somebody that needs the service, that needs this type of ministry, you have a connected to somebody, you're connected to somebody who's connected to somebody. You guys know how that goes. It's multi-circled. We encourage you to go to CAPSPregnancyClinics.org. Okay? CAPSPregnancyClinics.org. But while you're listening and have been listening to the show, if you feel like, I'd like to do something more, whatever that realm is, we're not dropping anything in it. If it's what the Lord's leading you to do, we encourage you to go to friendsofcaps.org. That's friendsofcaps.org. Okay, great job. You have a little more traffic when you go home. You'll be all right. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're going to come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Experience resident life, worship in chapel, sit in on classes, meet current students and faculty, participate in events, and enjoy San Diego Christian College. Register to experience college for a weekend at San Diego Christian on October 26th through the 28th. College for a Weekend offers a great opportunity to visit the beautiful campus and immerse yourself in the SDC community and truly experience what life at SDC is all about. You'll have an opportunity to learn about the financial aid resources that are available to you, speak to SDC coaches if you're interested in athletics, and converse with professors from the major of your choice. Visiting the college that you're interested in can be an important step in deciding on the right school for you. We believe that San Diego Christian provides so much more than just a great education. Don't just take our word for it. Join us for College for a Weekend and see firsthand the exciting things happening at SDC. Learn more at sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Oh, welcome for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're always having fun. I think that's the big key. Julie Dollar doing a great job. Executive Director from CAPS Pregnancy Clinic did a great job. We thank her for coming in, sharing that ministry. Anybody who is helping a child to gain the opportunity for life and a mother to gain the opportunity to be a mother is just, that's just fantastic in all of our minds. We're really good with all that. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by our excellent friend, Sam Rasool. Now, what's unique about Sam? Everything. Sam is, when you sit down and talk to Sam, it takes you about 4 minutes to figure out the guy knows so much about real estate, but he is just as genuine a Christian as anybody else, and he's just like you and me, struggling with all the ups and downs, trying to figure it out, but trying to go forward in the kingdom. If you are a person who's like, hey, I got the real estate thingy, I got to figure it out, talk to Sam. Stop trying to figure it all out by yourself. That's probably not your area of expertise. Why don't you hook up with somebody who it is their area of expertise, and that would be Sam. We encourage you to go to thinksam.com. No finer person in business that I would recommend. Great guy. Thinksam.com, 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. And if it's not for you, but it's for somebody else, then we say, send them to Sam. There we go. That was a good one. I can't tell if it's a good one or not, because the Yosemite hasn't really come out of it. All right, let's do our Facebook post, which is actually a DDD disguised as a Facebook post. I don't know what that means. It's called Let's Go to His Place. Let's go to His Place, coming out of 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 27. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 27 says this, splendor and majesty are before him, strength and joy are in his place. Woo, doggy. You're going to find out something really cool right now. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. All right. Have you ever visited somewhere in your life, in your entire life, did you ever visit somewhere that left an impression on you? Now, for a moment, just suspend some of the political arguments that everybody's doing. I'm just talking about destination places. When my wife and I, by the grace of God, went to this little island called Maui, and we got off the airplane, for a moment, it was like everything that I had just left was still over there on the mainland, but I was not. It was like, this is like a spirit of chill. That was, I mean, I'm telling you, it was like the first thing I thought of. In fact, we didn't even try and run to get to the, you know, you know how you go to your rental car and you run and you try to, none of that. In fact, nobody was doing that. It was like, everybody's just like, yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Okay. That left a pretty big impression. Have you ever gone to Disneyland? Come on. Forget the politicals. Have you ever gone to Disneyland? Right? It's fun. Okay, the lines are long, the food's ridiculous, and at 5 p.m., they pull out these mega air conditioning units that come from the bottom, and they make everybody freeze so you buy sweatshirts. I know that, but it's fun. It's cool. You got the carriage. I understand there's some problems with all, I get it. Forget it. It's just fun. Okay, you really want to get to it? You go to a ballpark, and it leaves an impression. It's a baseball game. If you go to the library, it leaves an impression on you. What's the impression you get from the library? One, be quiet. Two, Dave, you can't come back here. And three, it's a place of knowledge. There's a lot of writings there, huh? Yeah, yeah. Well, when we visit God's place, God's land, we find joy and strength. You might find rest in Maui for temporary rest. You might find some fun in Disneyland. You might find some entertainment at a ball field. You might even find knowledge at a library if you open a book. But when you visit God's place, you find joy and strength. Because the scripture says strength and joy are in his place. Now, too many of you are like, I don't want to go to church. Okay, stop being a whiny baby. Okay? Just knock it off. In God's presence is the fullness of joy. His presence is in fellowship between you and him, and it's in fellowship with your brothers and sisters. Where two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Okay. So from that point of view, when you visit God's place, where his presence is, where his fellowship is, you can find joy and you can find strength. And I need those every day of my life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.